Hello there, I'm Juliard Lopez from the PodQuest crew, and I'm bringing you today another edition of the Quick Quest program. You know what Quick Quest is all about by now. It's just that short version of our programming that we put out every other week, and this one is a very special one because we've been able to sit down with FIFA 12 PC producer Ian Jarvis here at the Electronic Arts Studio in Vancouver, Canada, and Ian talks about the PC game, his role in the project, the Brazilian market, and a whole lot of other stuff. So sit down and enjoy this interview, and if you want to contact us, bring us your comments, your thoughts, just go in our website, www.thepodquest.com, leave your comments over there in any of the posts, or you can hit us on Twitter as well. It's twitter.com/thepodquest. So now check out the interview with Ian Jarvis, FIFA 12 PC producer on Quick Quest. All right, we're back another week with the Quick Quest program, and this is a very special one because we are welcoming Ian Jarvis, FIFA PC producer, and worked with on FIFA 12 and several other projects before that. I had the pleasure to work with Ian for, you know, a year now, and hopefully more years in the future, and he's kind enough to just, you know, come over here, give us an interview. So Ian, thanks for being here.
Thanks very much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here, and like you said, we've worked together for a while now. It's a, you know, a pleasure to have been on some projects with you, and when we'll do some more going forward.
Cool. Yeah, I hope so for sure.
Yeah.
And you know, we're talking to the Brazilian audience here, so I'm sure they're, you know, eager to see what FIFA 12 has in store. And you've been the FIFA PC producer, so what can that fan expect, like the FIFA PC fan, from this year's game? For example, compared to last year's game, or compared to the console game that we're putting out as well, like I know a lot has been talked about. What can they expect?
So the big message for us this year on PC, and it's a very exciting one, is that this year our PC game is going to be in parity or the same as the console version. So console meaning PS3 and Xbox 360. And that's really something we haven't had in previous years, and it's something that the community has really been asking for. And if you go on the forums, you know, last year, the year before that, they've really been, you know, almost crying to get this. And so that was our biggest goal when we started out, not only this year, but last year. So last year was kind of an interesting year for us because it was kind of a stepping stone to this year.
Right.
So it was kind of a hybrid game experience where the big goal for us was to get that next-gen core gameplay experience onto PC, which it didn't have before. So we did that, and we were able to take, you know, some of the features from the console version and also some miscellaneous World Cup features and kind of make a hybrid game that, you know, the PC crowd could, you know, experience next-gen gameplay. And then our goal for this year was to really bring it up to 100% parity, where you have the console experience the same as the PC experience. So we've achieved that. You know, the only thing that you're probably going to see different is, you know, things that are natural to the platform. So on PC, you have the ability to, you know, change some rendering settings.
Right.
On PC, you have the ability to use a whole bunch of different types of game pads. You can use the keyboard to navigate the menus. And then on PC, probably the big differentiation would be the way we integrate with Origin.
All right.
And Origin provides us with a way to do, you know, matchmaking, to have friends, you know, also to the ability to purchase other games, that kind of thing. So it's kind of like your Xbox Live or your, you know, PlayStation Network, that type of thing. So, you know, like I said, the big message for us this year is to proudly say that we're able to have the PC game in parity with the console.
And knowing how the console game has received praise in the last years, not to say the PC game hasn't, but that's got to be like the best news for the PC fan for sure. And just out of curiosity, something that I've always wanted to ask you really is what are a couple things that you as the PC producer specifically, you know, has to like do or to care about that maybe other producers are not, you know, as aware of or as, you know, as worried about? So what's like specific to your job as a PC platform producer in the FIFA team?
So I think, you know, some of the unique things about being a PC producer are that Although we've brought the game up to being on par with the console experience, there's a whole bunch of other things you have to kind of throw into the mix to consider. So, you know, we've got to take into account that people, are able to use the keyboard and mouse. A lot of players actually prefer using the keyboard. And even though they don't have the ability to use the 360-degree motion, we have to make it user-friendly for them. So, this year, for example, we brought all of the mapping into the game, whereas last year it was done outside of the game. So we tried to make that a little bit more user-friendly. You can use the mouse, of course, to navigate the front end. Other things as well. So it's difficult on PC with everyone out there having such different hardware and machine setups.
Sure.
So, we try our best to make it so that the game functions on all these different platforms. I think one of the biggest challenges would be regarding PC cheating. And it's something that, last year, having done FIFA 11 PC, I certainly noticed that there was a lot of people that, were A, cheating, or people that B, had issues with people who were cheating. So that was one of the things that I think, you don't have to consider as much on console that we really had to pay attention to this year on PC. And hopefully we've been able to properly address that. So.
Well, that's all good to know.
Yeah.
And getting into more specific stuff about the Brazilian audience out there that's listening to us right now. So we know that, not all of our teams from the Brazilian First Division are licensed in the game. But historically, that's always been the case. And we have a very active community that would, mod or patch or, figure out some way of, to update the PC game and get all that, authentic data into it. So as to make the whole experience playing the Brazilian league more authentic. Right. So has EA, done anything this year that will help you get those guys out? Like, how do you think, the PC fan in Brazil can enjoy even more their experience with FIFA 12 PC if they want to play an authentic Brazilian league?
Well, in addition to providing some tools, and I'll name one, Creation Center, the Brazilian player this year has some other options as well in terms of some features that they can enjoy on PC that they didn't have last year, mm-hmm. that allow them to kind of have a little bit more access to this. So for example, last year we didn't have downloadable content in the PC game at all, and this year we do. So we haven't fully announced, some of the Creation Center premium content that we're offering. But, as an example, there will be some things that will allow the PC gamer to enhance, how they experience Creation Center with relation to tournaments, relation to career mode, teams, and some of those folks who are really, really into the editing side, mm-hmm. They can really customize a lot of things, and that's with the premium content. But in addition to that, you've also got obviously Creation Center on the web, where you can create teams, players, customize stadiums, change the color of your overlays, You can do a whole bunch of customization, and I think the folks in Brazil who are looking to really create some of those authentic teams, players, etc., will really enjoy that feature.
Well, yeah, I'm glad to know that my team, Fluminense, is actually licensed. We're the current Brazilian champions, so I couldn't, I had to put that in, right?
I think I've seen that flag outside your desk.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. So, lastly then... another thing that we discuss a lot in the podcast is, the state of the Brazilian market regarding video games and how, things like piracy undermine, our reach in that territory and similar territories around the globe. And also not only that, but the difficulty that the consoles have in penetrating those markets because of, the sheer price that they will cost to the end user over there. And we have, tax issues and, a whole bunch of other issues that we've discuss a lot, but what I want to ask you really is how does the FIFA team and the FIFA business see a market like Brazil, which people are obviously passionate about football, but getting into that market in terms of a video games business is challenging. So how do you guys see the Brazilian market right now and moving forward?
Yeah, well, you've made a lot of good points there about the market, and in particular, the bit about piracy being an issue for sure. And, you know, on PC, certainly piracy is not only an issue with the Brazilian market, but it's a global thing. So we see a lot of piracy in some of the other markets, such as Germany, Poland, and probably Russia would be the big ones. But, you know, ways that we're combating that, I think, you know, our global kind of policy around piracy is, you know, to offer, you know, a premium gaming experience where people, you know, someone may have the option to pirate the game or, you know, purchase the game. And, you know, if you look at, you know, some other games, and I'm not saying this is the EA model going forward, but, you know, some games that, you know, may be free to download, might be on your iPhone or mobile device. And then you get premium content that you can purchase and stuff. That's a way that you can kind of, I suppose, monetize those folks that are pirating the game and really help to contribute to, you know, I guess to reward the hard work that we do as developers. But I think the main concern with, like, in terms of penetrating the market is clearly there's a passion in Brazil. And if you go by my desk, the only kit that I have at my desk is the Brazilian jersey.
That's correct.
And that's something that, you know, a passionate PC gamer has sent me. And I really value that. So I proudly, you know, put it up there. And so, I mean, clearly there's, you know, and everyone knows Brazilian's a huge football market. So, you know, I guess the challenge, you know, for EA is to A, penetrate the market. And like you said, there's issues with, you know, console and the taxes and the burden that's in place and the challenges that exist in getting it in there. And in PC, you know, obviously that might be the main kind of platform that folks game on in Brazil. And then there's issues with piracy. So in terms of how you're going to penetrate that market, I think, you know, maybe you've got to stick to the PC game and, you know, offer a really solid experience there. Because clearly there are issues with, you know, getting the console experience into Brazil. But, you know, going forward, I think the best we can do is, as developers, you know, not being a marketer, I'm not sure, you know, what kind of tricks they have up their sleeve. But, you know, as a developer, I think the best thing we can do is just offer the best game possible and you know, make it as intriguing and interesting to the consumer as possible to want to buy this game. So
yeah, which to be fair, we've done this year for sure, and especially with the PC game being on par and absolutely the premium experience that you would experience on console you have now on PC.
Yeah,
I think that's gonna speak, you know, 100% agree. A huge amount to the Brazilian audience for sure.
Yeah, and I've certainly seen a lot of that on forums, like people obviously really wanting that on par experience, and now I think once they get it, it's interesting to see people say, you know, say, oh, I have a PlayStation and a PC. I really am having a hard time deciding what version I'm going to buy. And that's great that we're offering a quality product on all these platforms.
Yeah, I've had friends asking me, like, you know, do you guarantee that it's going to be the same? Because I want to buy it on PC.
Absolutely.
And I was like, yeah, totally.
Yeah, on all these producer tours that I've done, I can guarantee you probably, you know, 80, 90% of these interviews. First question, so are you sure that it's the same? Can you confirm 100% that it is the same? So, you know, I guess there's some disbelief there over the years. There's maybe not necessarily been false promises, but maybe expectations that, you know, the game is the same.
And it's always hard to you know, cater to those. But I think this year we got a very, very good case.
Yeah.
So,
and there's all sorts of, you know, with, like you mentioned before, the modding community, it's really fascinating to see what they can come up with on PC as well. Like, you've seen some of the stuff that, you know, we've done here in the office, having FIFA play across three monitors. And, you know, I've already seen stuff now, just the demo's been out for a couple of days now. There's already people starting to mod the demo, so it's kind of interesting.
That's part of the excitement that it is to have a flexible platform as PC and to have all of those, you know, highly creative people out there, right?
Yep.
Trying to just, you know, enhance their experience and for everyone else. So that's always something interesting to see.
Yep.
So Ian, I, you know, can't thank you enough for you know, giving us your time here. I'm sure the Brazilian community is gonna appreciate that. And I'm sure this game, FIFA 12, which is coming out tomorrow in the Americas and then on the 30th in Europe, I'm sure it's going to, you know, live up to to all of these expectations from having played it. That's why I can say that. And maybe, you know, you guys are going to say I'm suspect, but really, like, I think we've got, you know, a jewel in our hands, and especially with the PC version being on par, I think it's going to be, you know, something else entirely, and the Brazilian community is going to appreciate that a lot. So thanks. Thank you very much for your time here. Yeah. And I hope to have you here soon again.
Absolutely. Thanks for your time, and thanks for having me. We'll talk again.
Awesome.
Cool.